You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we are back. Football is back. Lions game week. We talked about the Micah Parsons injury update. If you want that, Odyssey.com. Rewind. Also, quick programming before we get back into college football. All of your football content needs are served by this show. Rico with the 5-star zone. All Big Ten things. Cash the ticket. All football all the time. Kickoff show on Fridays with Boomer Esiason. That'll be back Friday at 5 or 6, whenever the hell that gets released. And then the Sunday night football show, it's an extension of Cash Ticket, me and Jim Costa. We go live 7:30. Whatever platforms you kids use, it'll be there.
Couldn't go football Sunday night.
Eh, I don't know. I don't like letting this company get creative. It usually ends up bad. Just the football show. Leave it alone. So let's get
you. We talk.
Yeah, sports thing. So you had a question about college football because we had our week one takeaways, and I'm happy to do those with Michigan and Michigan State, but I think there's a bigger conversation. You had asked about, did you enjoy the football this weekend, or does football really begin Thursday night? So lay that out for everybody, please.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, because, you know, with the portal and the NIL and the lack of love for college football because it's so many extra things going on, a lot of people complained all throughout the summer. And then really, to me, week one was the beginning of college football. And after this weekend, you know, did you still care about any of that stuff? Or were you just enjoying the games? Because it was packed places all over. And you know, when I started watching, I really wasn't caring how much the quarterback or the running back was making. I was just watching the games. Did it get your love back for college football? Or for some of you, that love is gone. You've moved on, and your football begins this Thursday night, NFL, Eagles, Cowboys. That's the beginning of football.
Let me give you what I think the actual split is. It's now, this is bold. I think it's an 80-20 split. I think 80% of people, football starts Thursday night with the NFL.
Oh, I think wasn't expecting that 80.
I think 80% of people don't give a damn about college. I think college is still little brother. I think college is a distant second. And as it would pertain to this marketplace, with the Lions being good, I don't even think college football's in the back seat. College football's in the trunk.
See, I think college, I'm not going to go that 80-20, Mike. I think when you look at, look, both stadiums filled. I think college football is still a pride thing. The Lions is just, they're the best team in football, so that's what we want to root for. But I do think that I would say it's more of a 60-40. I think college football was the beginning, and then for 40% of the people, they've given up, and it's all about the Lions. It's all about the NFL, and your season starts this Thursday night.
It does for me. Look, here's the issue I have with college football. Forget about the myriad of off-field things. The product on the field, to me, it's not any good. I mean, quarterback play is woeful. The offensive lines, it's almost like you can't just duct tape five players together and have them play offensive line. Ask anyone. You need years. Continuity.
Right.
But see, I thought the play in the red zone this weekend, it was lobotomy central. I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah, but Mike, see, I think the same is going to be said after week one of the NFL. I mean,
how dare you?
You know, you look back to last year and it took the Lions, 4 weeks before the offense finally kicked in and they started doing anything. Before that, they scored, 26, 17, and 20 points in those first three games. So I think the excitement leads up to, oh, this is going to be so much fun. The reality kicks in and you realize teams don't score on every play. It's not a video game.
So let's do this. Where are you at college football now versus pre-COVID? Tell me where your passion for the sport lies now versus just 5-6 years ago. Because in that time frame, everything has changed, including your Detroit Lions not being cannon fodder. I think it all works together to where, look, I'm not asking you to like or not like the game. You do whatever you like, man. But I do think the NFL has only gained in popularity. Mm-hmm. And as it would say locally, Rico, we're here in the trenches every day. College versus pro. Yeah. Forget about the most popular college stuff was Michigan cheating. Phone lines full, people angry. Actual games?
Yeah, you're correct. Because it used to be, you just mentioned the word Michigan, and you had full phone lines. And it was like, okay, Michigan, let's talk quarterback.
You could say Michigan State, it was popular. Now, listen.
But, in all fairness, for some reason, this summer, you mentioned Detroit Lions, and it was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's because the fans are acting like bitches. They're all just sensitive about how it all ended last year, and they're afraid to be hurt again. We know what's going on with that. But now it's game week. It's time to go. Now, as far as takeaways, if you guys want to attack these, go ahead. I think they're as fair gets. First of all, you know I'm not going to have any bold declarations when you play Western Michigan or New Mexico. Sorry. For State, it's simple. I hated just about anything that happened after the first half. Jonathan Smith and that staff have not outscored an opponent in the second half of a game since Prairie View last year. And it's uninspiring. It's not good enough. So I have said this weekend is simple. Win Saturday against Boston College or pack up. Because ultimately, if this team is going to have any trajectory, you got to win your home games. Because you're going to go at USC and going to go at Nebraska. And frankly, if you lose to BC, it means you didn't play well. So it's a referendum on Jonathan Smith. If you don't like that and you'd like to argue, I'm here. For Michigan, everyone wants to talk Bryce Underwood. I understand why. But I don't have a lot to tell you after New Mexico. I love the throw on 3rd and 14. I love the throw out of the end zone where he showed some touch to the tight end. And he didn't make any egregious mistakes. You were also playing a Pee Wee team. So here's where I'm at with Michigan coming up. It's the opposite of Michigan State where I think it's referendum. I think for Michigan, it's nothing to lose, everything to gain. Because I will not make fun of Bryce Underwood if he plays poorly. He is in a very difficult spot going to Norman. He plays well.
Right.
It's to the moon, Alice.
So question then. So because Bryce Underwood is a freshman, no referendum games for Michigan this year?
No, I think later in the year there are referendums. I don't feel like...
I don't think they got a tough game until after that.
But that, listen, I think you have tough games when you go on the road in the conference, like that Nebraska game, that's a tough environment, but he's got this litmus test first. They're going to play in East Lansing. They'll take on the Buckeyes. I just feel like after game 5 or 6, you're not really a freshman anymore. You've taken 300 snaps, right? 400. At a certain point, you just are what you are, and it's time to play. But I'm not going to knock the kid if they don't play well this weekend because I think this is a – but if he plays really good, oh, no, that's different. It's flowers. So, look, those are my takeaways. I'm not telling you I'm changing the world with them. But I laugh when people are sitting there and they're just, like, chafing their beanbag over beating New Mexico or Western. It's like, guys, what planet are we on? This isn't Clemson LSU. This isn't Ohio State, Texas, Miami, Notre Dame. Those are litmus tests.
No, I get it. Now, see, I'm a little bit different, Mike. If he goes out there against Oklahoma and 4 touchdowns, 300 yards, he lights it up, I'm going to sit there and say, you know what? This guy really is him. But on the flip side, you don't get to go out there and throw 4 picks and throw for 115 yards. I'm going to say maybe the moment's too big and you looked a lot more like Arch than you did last week.
Okay, that's very fair. I'm just saying I'm not going to do the neener stuff. Anyone who thinks he's just going to throw for 4,000 yards and go undefeated and win it all, I don't have anything to say to those people. They're not real people. Right. Those are like ChatGPT creations. David, anything you'd like to add? Your week one takeaway?
Well, my week one takeaway is he looked like a freshman. I was very impressed with the drive he had before halftime. After New Mexico scores and you go down there, settle your offense, and you tell the team, let's go do this. And they went and scored a touchdown. That stops the bleeding from New Mexico. That was the most impressive thing I saw from him. Everything else was exactly what it needed to be. He's going to overthrow some passes. He's going to look weird on some passes there. It just is what it is. He's a freshman. I liked what I saw. Overall, we'll see more. I hope to see more from him against Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's just we live in an instant gratification society. That's all, and you can't fix it. But I just want to see the development in the long term. And this weekend, look, the 10-2 upside is there. We talked about it. But Oklahoma was a loss, and Ohio State's probably a loss. Ooh, we don't lose to the – okay. Cool story. The point is, overall, I don't think there's as much on the line for them this weekend as there is for Jonathan Smith at State. Jonathan Smith's got to win this fan base over. I mean, Spartan fans get so angry at me. Too bad. I mean, I don't know where the standards went. I don't know where accountability went. Like, this idea that you can go – lose a home game on a Saturday night in prime time to Boston College and tell me that things are headed in the right direction. No. Blow it out your ass.
No.
Because two of the next 3 weeks, where are you going to be, Rico? You're at USC. You're at Nebraska. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. If they have any trajectory beyond going to the condom with a hole in it bowl, then you win this game Saturday.
Well, I'm looking at, can you just give me 60 minutes of football?
No.
Not 35. But 60 minutes. I'm not asking.
Hasn't
for too
outscored
much.
An opponent in the second half even, in a year.
Not even Iowa?
In a year.
Huh. Right. But it's just like, okay, first half. Because I hearken back to last year when we were doing the prop bet casino. And I'm like, okay, Michigan State over under 6.5 points in the second half. I'm thinking, okay, those days are over. No, those days are back. I got a feeling that's going to be in the prop bet this Friday. Can you score more than a touchdown in the second half? And that shouldn't even be a question. You should have been rolling up the score. You should have had your second and third team in there. And fans should have left Spartan Stadium feeling good instead of doubt. Instead of, I don't know if I want. I mean, I know people were like, yeah, I don't even know if I want to go to this game. I'd rather just give my tickets away. That's Jonathan Smith. That's what he's done to this fan base.
Yeah, and look, it's a referendum. It's year two now for coaches is minimum year 3 or 4 in the old days. So I don't want to hear it. Oh, Mark D'Antonio lost to CMU in his third year. That was 20 years ago, you bleep hole.
And for those people who say, well, what do you want? He won the game. They won by 17, the same amount as Michigan.
It was garbage. It was garbage. Garbage.
They won, but it was how they won.
You made number 11 look like Micah Parsons.
Well, it looked like you took a knee for the second half.
All right, good talk. Sorry, I'm over time. I'm getting emotional. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, David, couple of ticket texts we get to the people. Giving your review of week one in college football, the quality, your passion quotient now compared to pre-COVID, but also Michigan, Michigan State. If you took something out of those games, feel free. I'm not going to be mad at you unless you call in telling me Bryce is going to win four Heisman trophies. Save it and go tell your grandma. Go ahead, David.
The past couple of weeks of college football have just gotten everybody prepared for the real season, which is the NFL season. I don't care about the college.
Yeah, and the NFL just continues to take up more oxygen in the room. It's a monolith.
College is second for me, but no way it's 80-20. Definitely more 50-50, I believe. But college, no way over the NFL. I'm 36, still trying to live like I'm 18, watching college football anytime it's on. I watched a ton of games, but it wasn't the same.
It's not.
Can't wait for Thursday when the NFL kicks off. That's from Tom.
There's something I can't put my finger on, but it's like a lack of passion by the actual players. I know that sounds insane, but hear me on this. Not any one particular school. These guys are at schools. I watched an interview with Lane Kiffin, and I sent this to Rico. And look, you can think Lane's a jerk. You can think he's a bum in big games. Just he was on with Theo Von, and I know that's a weird pairing, but work with me. He talked about essentially the parents and the players come in. It's nothing about the school. It's nothing about the scheme. It's nothing about what plan do you have for my child. What's your financial offer? And basically, high bidder wins, even if it's the wrong school, the wrong fit, the wrong coaches. The whole point is that player is starting out at a deficit. They're in a place they don't want to be. They're there to get their bag. Then they ask for raises before they've ever done something. Then they go to their next stop. I think the thing that has worn out a lot of people, myself included, is no longer can you just say, yeah, this guy's a junior. No, he's a junior from New Mexico by way of Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. Like, it's how can you care about what you're playing for and representing and the rivalries if you don't even know where you are?
It's like one of those suitcases with all the different logos of where you've been playing school.
They're just a passport stamp.
I understand, and that's... That is the sad reality because, yes, it used to mean something when a player was in year three and came out and said, we're going to beat this team. We're going to do that.
Right.
Because you followed that guy. For that point, I'll give you and Lane Kiffin all the credit.
It was a good interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's gone. It's rare, like, for MSU that you have a player like a Jordan Hall who's just been there. And you're like, well, now you're starting to think, well, are you any good, son? Why are you still here? Why haven't you hit the portal a couple times? Why haven't you moved around? It's a rare thing to have your guy that you've seen because now it's like, okay, hey, Omari Kelly had a couple catches. Where's he from again? Oh, yeah, he's Middle Tennessee. Okay, right. It's not – I remember this kid.
But it has an impact on the actual product. I can't figure it out. I'm telling you.
It has the impact, Mike, because it takes time to gel. That's why I said – because I remember you were like, well, you know, the Big Ten was horrible. I'm like, wait, pump the brakes. Because I think it's not going to be just a Big Ten thing over the weekend. It's going to be a college football across the board. And for most part, you saw a lot of quarterbacks on new teams who didn't look the part. The Carson Becks, they were the rare guys who actually looked like.
Yeah, he played really well.
He belongs because you got, oh, okay, and not to pile on Arch Manning, but he wasn't ready.
No, you get to pile on him. Look at all the hype.
Right, he wasn't ready. Nico Iamaleava, he wasn't ready.
You greedy. You son I'm so happy Nico got dusted.
Justin saying, I don't know how good he
is.
Well,
it's Julian.
I'm sorry, Julian saying. Julian saying, but I don't know how good he is.
Correct.
So he looked like Justin saying.
But it was just like, all right, well, you're CJ Carr, good ish
maybe. Dave 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, fellas. So I agree with everything you guys have been saying about Michigan. I'm a Michigan guy. It pains me to say that I agree with you, but I do.
Okay.
But Mike, let me help you out.
Yeah.
I was talking about this with a couple of buddies at work. I was talking about this with a couple of buddies at home. What we're seeing right now in college football, to kind of help you out, is I believe we're on the cusp of a college football transfer portal reset. You guys have said it all. There is no continuity. There is no gelling. It's been happening for the past 2 or 3 years. West Virginia has over 80 players that they've received through the transfer portal. That's not going to work. Some of these top teams, 14, 15, 17 kids, all nine of those transfer portals are all starters. What we're going to see is the transfer portal is going to slow down because you're going to have bottom teams that are now in the middle. You're going to have top teams that are now at the bottom because it's just not working. The model is going to collapse on itself, and we are on the cusp of a college football transfer portal reset. And that's my feeling.
Yeah, I mean,
I watched it.
Dave, Dave, what's interesting is, like, have you done any of the reading on, like, what it costs to get players? Like, have you seen the standardized positional cost? It's wild.
It's insane. I mean, think about it. College football teams now have to have a general manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lombo went with Belichick to North Carolina because Belichick doesn't have the time to handle the financial side. This is college.
No, because Dave, you have to recruit your own players. You got to go out and recruit high school players, and you got to go out and recruit transfer portal players. And it is time. It's very time consuming. And guess what? Yep. Sometimes players just kind of screw themselves over, Mike.
Nico.
Wasn't even Nico. Yeah. One closer to home.
College. How about
Chuck Brandon?
We're there.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Dave, I appreciate it, brother. Hold on. Now, I may be wrong, and I know I can miss things during games, but I watched the entire of that Notre Dame-Miami game. Had a buddy of mine take his wife. She's a Notre Dame grad. Happy birthday. The point is, I don't remember seeing Charles Brantley.
Because he wasn't on the field.
No.
He
didn't dress?
No, the one guy, the one corner who was like Mr. All That from Miami beat him out for a position. So he was dressed. He was second team. But the game was close, so the lockdown corner never came out the game.
Hey, at least we found a way for him not to get hurt.
Right, think about this.
I'm sorry, the minute Chuck Brantley played, David, he was injured.
No, but he thought, I'm going to the pros. Well, you ended your chances of going to the pros.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rico. When I went to the opener last year, I think he got hurt, right?
He did.
Yes, that's what I thought.
David, you know, his best moment was his freshman year, the interception against Michigan. And then he was hurt, and then he was hurt, and then he was hurt. But not only was he hurt, he went into the portal every year. Finally, I'll give Jonathan Smith credit, said, son, stay there. Don't come back. Go find whatever it is you're looking for, because it ain't here.
awesome. 248-539-9797. No, I appreciate
it. But yeah, sometimes you the portal thing, like
I didn't see him.
He stays at Michigan State, and let's say he stays, you know, he plays, and he's not Marcus Davenport, college version.
Oh my.
He actually would maybe get a chance to show off, okay. Yeah. I could go to the NFL. Now you're buried on Miami's depth chart.
We'll get more of the calls in a second. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To the people, if you're looking for the Micah Parsons discussion, there was a major injury update. Could be a nice little bonus for the Lions. Odyssey.com Rewind. We go to the people. Connor is up next, 97.1. Connor, what's going on?
Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing, hey. Bud? What's going on?
Well, I know things are down from last year based on how uninterested my boys are in our NCAA 26 dynasty. So something's definitely wrong.
What do you mean?
Like just the passion quotient, like you say. And I got a couple of reasons. And number one, I think, of course, is obviously I have no idea who's on the Spartans.
take a number.
And the other reason is like all summer, it was just the NFL was still in your face 365 days a year. I can't breathe without someone talking about some stupid storyline they threw out there. And a lot of unconvincing body language I saw this weekend at Bama State. A couple others where people the players themselves didn't look inspired. And how was that supposed to inspire me at all?
Well, you know what it looks like? It looks like guys who have all been paid for doing largely nothing. They already feel like they've made it.
Good call. And you know what? They almost treat it like a job of a passion where you got to get up, you got to go in. And you know what? I'm going to give you exactly what you pay me for, no more, no less.
And I got one more regional region that I don't know if you guys have touched on this yet. I'm exhausted from the Michigan scandal stuff. Like Harbaugh didn't go to the electric chair, unfortunately for me. It's time to move on. And that took all of my college football energy out during the summer. And now I got to find that again. Maybe if they power wash the walls and beat Boston College this weekend, maybe I'll be back. But
that's
who knows?
Good. I appreciate your use of the power wash line. No, Connor, and again, that's a subjective thing. You know, I have no problem if somebody goes, listen, It's the whole sport's a joke. You can basically pay $40 million for a title and call it a day. I'm not mad at you if that's your perspective. All I would caution you is that's all sports. Mm-hmm. All sports are a con. Rico, you know this.
No, it is, Mike. And you would know they did not power wash the stadium, but the suites got redone. So very sterile up there now. Doesn't have the same feel.
I just told you. My plan is I'm going to hit the Powerball, and then I'm going to take a wrecking ball to that place.
Then what are you going to do?
Nothing.
What are you going to complain about then?
I'll ride into the sunset.
No, it's like, oh, my program, we're so poverty. You let me buy you out and knock your stadium down.
Good job by you. Better job by me. That'll be my answer.
No, if you tear it down, you have to then build the Valenti Coliseum.
That's fine. We'll build a dome.
With a 200-foot Mikey.
Standing
over the stadium saying, you suck.
No, we would just have the Spartan chariot would be back just to anger the grass people. Tear it up. Do donuts. I'd find a couple of barrel horses. Yeah. Woo! See,
David, imagine a 200-foot Mikey with the little cartoon bubble. You suck.
You're inferior.
I kind of like messing people up with the chariot. Just going around messing the donuts. Grass up. I like that idea.
Donuts. It'll be like Fast and the Furious.
Oh, no, he's turning. Oh, no.
And David. Make sure you feed the horses a lot of hay.
Yes. All the manure. All right.
Did he just slip it? Yes, yep. He did.
Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Mikey, Rico, we doing all right this evening? We're doing good?
Yeah. How about yourself, bud?
Happy Lions game week, fellas. I ain't hear nobody say that yet. But no, but I'm with that last caller. I am a Michigan fan through and through. I don't think I can name one wide receiver on the Michigan team, and yet I can probably name every single person on this 53-man roster for the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
I'm so tunnel-visioned on the pro football. I honestly didn't realize college started this week until one of my buddies was like, hey, man, you ready for this Michigan game? And I was like, who are they playing? You know, it's almost that bad.
No, and again, case in point, New Mexico has 70 new players. 70.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone by Purdue, who has 82.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that the NIL deals have ruined college football. They don't, like we just stated, they don't go to school or to football practice to practice no more. They treat it as a job. They treat it as I have to be here. It sucks the joy out of it for the players. You know, they are making a bunch of money, but at the same time, at what cost? You know, they do have all this money now, but the mindset just isn't there. But, man, fellas, I am excited for this football season.
Lions-Packers is as choice as it gets.
You called these Lions fans a dirty word earlier. You called these Lions.
Because they're soft. Because they're still in their feelings about last year. And they're still
soft. I am more of an optimist, Mike. I am a firm believer. 13-4 this year. 15-2 is obviously not as attainable. You can't do that back-to-back years.
No.
But no, we have a revamped defense. I am so excited to see Hutchinson back along. I mean, yes, it's a little bit of a mystery, question mark.
Yeah, but it's one of the three best games of the weekend against a divisional rival on the road. Dude, you have every right to be excited. And the Lions have a really good team. But that's the thing. The excitement that lies there, it doesn't lie with college anymore. I have no juice for any.
Not at all.
And like you said, you can't name these players. How can you be excited about it? Do you know how many times, Rico, I had to look up and I go, what the hell's a Grady Kelly? I don't know who these people are.
Well, that's concerning. You know everything.
Rico.
That's very concerning.
I'm like.
I can't fight you on that, Mike.
I'm like, Ben Roberts is still here. What a blessing.
I can't fight you because, yes, that was one of the things. You would have a player who would come in as a true freshman and you would follow their career. And when it took off, you felt like, yes, we hit the lottery with this. Now it is. It's one of those. Okay, yeah, this guy is good. And then next year, it's all new players.
Ben Roberts, DJ at YCD or MSU DT? I don't know. I don't know who these people are. The whole secondary required a Google.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want last year's.
No, apparently the coaching staff didn't. They put them all in a Ziploc bag and threw them off the boat.
You did one last year, secondary. Third and 18. Don't worry about it, coach. We can pick it up. That's Michigan State. 20-yard pass. I'm first aware. Down.
No, and the Michigan point, like, he's not wrong. It's just hard to keep up with it, whereas like the NFL, you know your guys. No, you know who you're going to war with.
We're sitting here arguing over what is Tesla going to be the fourth or fifth option, and who
no.
is he going to take the place of,
he's
you know,
the number
Patrick.
One option, and you will watch your mouth.
The number one option is doing commercials for Honey Nut Cheerios. Thank you very much.
Nope, not anymore.
Wow.
Tesla. I'm kidding. Wow. Dude, I'm kidding. Just relax. It would be a funny story, though. You imagine if Tesla got like 136 targets? This town would go insane. Then people would end up hating him because it would cut into J-Mo's target share, and this town's got a love affair with him.
Oh, you must have been listening to the Midday Show.
What happened?
Oh, some caller said, you know what? You know, this new OC, he's going to be so much better because, you know, Ben Johnson held the offense back.
What?
Yeah, and, you know, Kenny heard it. It is like, well, you know, he didn't really use J-Mo that well. And
he had a 1,000-yard season last year.
The offense was, you know, he's going to really open up the offense. It was like he had the
okay.
second best
Kenny,
offense.
Who was the caller? Because you screened for that show.
I'm not sure who it was.
Who
but
was
that's
the
exactly
caller? I want them banned. First caller to be banned ever. Ban them.
That was like,
are you kidding me?
Kenny, am I lying?
You're not lying.
Ben Johnson was the captain of one of the best, most explosive offenses in the last 25 years of the NFL.
You would have thought Ben Johnson was just 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
J-Mo had his best year last year.
You had a 1,000-yard season.
You overthrew him all the time.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Just couldn't take us all the way. All right. All right, before we hit to the big finish, you know what? He's waited patiently. Jay, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, so, you know, Rico, I called you yesterday about, you know, college football. You know, I'm a little bit more excited for college football than I am in the NFL. And reason being is because it seems like every year, you know, they're going to a different streaming platform. Like, they want to go to Amazon Prime. They want to go to Netflix. They want to go to, you know, Hulu. All of it. It's just like, it's very hard to watch some of these games sometimes, right? And, you know, the college football, I can really just turn on ESPN to, I can go to Fox or something like that, and I can actually watch these games, you know?
No, go ahead, Jay. I feel you.
Yeah, you know, and another thing, like, you know, I would never get the chance. I've never in my lifetime seen Michigan play Oklahoma. When was the last time that they played? You get games like that. You know, while I may be excited for the first game, you know, Detroit versus Green Bay, like, I'm very excited to see what Bryce Underwood does, what Justice Haynes does against, you know, Oklahoma. So, you know, I just don't get those types of matchups in college, and that's the reason why I'm very excited and more excited about college this year.
I appreciate the phone call, Jay. But nah, Styles make the fight in college.
Just to answer his question, since he said it, the last time they played in the regular season, actually, this isn't regular season. This was a bowl game. They played was 1976.
Okay.
Oklahoma won 14-6. So hopefully Michigan can score more than 6 points this time.
1970. Now, Billy Sims wasn't even on that team.
Oh, that was a January 1st bowl game.
Wow. Okay. All right, David. Let's hit the big finish.
This big finish is brought to you by the Mike Morris Law Firm. Speaking of Michigan, let's get into it. Because we talked about Bryce Underwood, he had his freshman debut on Saturday. Let me give you his stat line for those that may not have watched.
Everybody watched. What are you talking about?
21 of 31, 251 yards, a touchdown. And then, I mean, include Michigan State because we talked about both of
them. And then after the game, he went and put real wings on a Buffalo.
He gave himself a C-minus, actually, I believe. Bryce Underwood graded himself as
That's
a C-minus.
The new A.
So
C minus is the new A.
And then
Bryce Underwood.
Michigan State played Western on Friday, and they did something in the first half and then decided, you know what, let's not come out for the second half. They did nothing in the second half. So we talked about our thoughts on both.
Thoroughly disappointing. I mean, for Bryce Underwood, look, he went out there. The moment wasn't too big for him. He's only going to get better, I think. He's going to grow. I'm not ready to crown him and say he's going to have the next three Heisman trophies, but if he keeps up this pace, he's going to be good for Michigan. Going to find out a lot of what happens. Is the moment going to be too big for him at Oklahoma? you know, the crowd, night game. You're not in the friendly confines of Ann Arbor. We'll see what happens. For Michigan State, Jonathan Smith, you got to play 60 minutes. I'm this 30-minute game, and then at halftime, you don't score anymore? No. How do you plan on winning all of these? You got a bunch of games that are 50-50. But if teams know whatever you get at halftime, that's it. They can come back and win. No, sorry. Got to do better. This game against Boston College is going to be – it's going to say a lot about him and what fans think about this team, David.
A few other things we got into. Arch Manning did not look good over the weekend. A lot of other things didn't look good. But for Lions fans, it may look good for you because Micah Parsons is dealing with a back injury. Something's going on where he's going to get an epidural. And could this be a benefit and a gift for Detroit Lions fans?
I'm still not buying this. I'm just not, because that would mean that Green Bay just jumped the gun, didn't do any homework. In the NFL, every team knows every injury that you have. I'm not paying somebody, $184 million?
Yep.
$120 of it guaranteed, and you got a bad back? Because here's the thing. Your knee will heal. Your ankle will heal. You got a bad back? It's only going to get progressively worse. I'm not going to be on the hook for that much money.
I mean, turning that corner as an edge rusher is not going to help.
I don't know why. I'm not believing this right now. The Vegas line has not moved. Once that Vegas line moves, I'll believe it. I'll buy into it.
And we are getting close to Tiger baseball, where we're going to see Sawyer, Gibson, Long. But the most important thing, Rico, is that you have a fantasy draft to get to.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.